Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Eblen is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's a new friend. And Scott has worked for a number of years as an advisor and as a coach. Has had senior leadership positions in Fortune 500 companies. He is the president and founder of the Eblen Group, and he is the author of the brand new book that I want you to know about called The Next Level, What Insiders Know About Executive Success. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Pleased to be here.
It's good to have you here, and congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much.
Now, I know that you spent a lot of time in your life as a manager in the corporate world, as I did for a long time. And I know this book is really focused on managers. And you know, sometimes I think small business owners don't realize that they are managers. I don't think they think of, they don't call themselves managers. They think of themselves either as entrepreneurs or you know, I'm the owner of this company or whatever. But I really would like for small business owners to think about wearing the manager's hat more. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree with you. You know, I'm a small business owner myself now after having, you know, been in the larger corporations. And I think there are some really close parallels and connection points between the larger company experience and being a manager in those larger companies and owning and managing your own small business. You know, one of the people I interviewed for the book actually is a guy named Henry Lucas, who runs an engineering consulting company that has grown to 32 offices around the country over the years and multi-million dollars in revenue. But Henry started out with him and a partner as two engineers doing consulting projects, you know, and it grew from there. And he had some very interesting insights that I thought really tracked, you know, with the corporate people that I interviewed, the larger corporations, and a lot of similarities between Henry's experience and some of the managers that I interviewed in large companies.
When I look down through some of the key points that you make in your book, self-doubt, wearing yourself out, being able to communicate, some of the key points that you make, you know, those are completely, those overlay and dovetail perfectly with the experiences of a small business owner running their companies.
I've experienced them myself.
Exactly.
As a small business owner. For me, Jim, it's all about understanding the idea and then really embracing the idea that what got you there isn't going to keep you there. You know, that it's a constant process of picking up new experiences and new behaviors and letting go of old ones that maybe served you on the way up to whatever the definition of up is, but you know, as your business grows, you've got to change.
I want you to say that again. Say that about what got you here. Say that again.
What got you here won't keep you here, you know.
And folks, that's going to be on the test. I hope you'll write that down. Scott, that's a very important point to make. And I want to overlay a small business statistic with your statistic. I think you said in the book that 40% of managers who fail within 18 months of their promotion.
Right.
And the SBA has new results out, a new research out, I should say, on their on failure rates. It used to be that 50% of businesses fail in 5 years. Now they're saying 50% of small businesses fail in 4 years.
Wow.
So I think maybe perhaps the only difference between that small business statistic and your larger business statistic is that somebody fires that manager in 18 months, and since we own our own businesses, we don't fire ourselves for 4 years. It takes our customers or our banks or whatever fire us in 4 years. So maybe that's the only difference. What do you think?
It could be. But I do think in both cases. And again, having lived through both experiences, the small business experience and the large business experience, it's all about change and understanding that you've got to get out of your comfort zone and get comfortable being a continuous lifelong learner.
A friend of mine says the key to his success was when he realized that he needed to risk what he knew for what he might learn.
That's a great thought.
And that's a great way to say it. Talk to us about self-doubt.
Well, you know, self-doubt, I think, is that little voice inside your head that says, you know what, I don't know enough, or you're saying to yourself, you don't know enough, or you don't have enough experience to do this. And, you know, at one level, that little voice is probably right. None of us know everything we need to know. And so what I'm encouraging my readers and my clients to do is to pick up the idea of confidence, self-confidence in your presence, and let go of the idea and doubt of doubt. Let go of doubt. I'm sorry, and how you contribute. And it's all about stretching yourself and understanding that you've got a base of experience and knowledge that serves you well, that provides the foundation for some good judgment. So even if you're in situations that you haven't faced before, you still have the good judgment that brought you there. So it's stepping back, you know, observing the situation, taking yourself out of the emotions a little bit, and saying, what really needs to happen here? What's the best thing for me to do? And how do I need to show up to really be at my best in terms of my peak performance? And understanding, you know, what those characteristics are for you. When you're really operating at your best, what's coming through and doing what you need to do in terms of the routines and the way you take care of yourself to let that come forth.
I'm going to say something that might seem a little strange. I do that a lot here, Scott. But I think that doubt is a very caustic and abrasive and detrimental emotion. Mm-hmm. And if we can convert that doubt into what it really probably is, and that's fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, see, doubt is hard to work with. Fear is a motivator. And so if I can realize that I shouldn't have doubt, the problem here is not that I should doubt myself, it's that I should be fearful that I don't know what I need to know. And if I can convert that doubt into fear, then I can say, with fear being a motivator, I can say, you know what, I'm afraid of this situation, I better get better prepared.
I think that's exactly it. I mean, because what the fear does is that if you can step back from it a little bit and really analyze it and look at it objectively, it helps you narrow it down, right?
Right.
What am I really afraid of?
Pardon me, Scott, because we've got to go to a break in a second.
Sure.
But what it also does is make you realize that the problem is not that there's anything wrong with you. It's the situation that you have right now. Everybody has these fearful moments, but you shouldn't make it personal. And that's what doubt does. Doubt makes it personal, folks, and it is a very debilitating emotion, and I hope you'll try to get rid of that. Quick break, right back with Scott Eblen. He's the author of The Next Level, a new book that's out now. 20 after. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Mr. Van Morrison, ladies and gentlemen.
Fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October sky.
Probably his best song.
All the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
Okay, maybe Brown Eyed Girl was better. But, well, it's good at least. Welcome back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. And I remember that Brown Eyed Girl song. Scott Eblen probably doesn't remember it. He's not that old. But he's a good friend and our new friend and the author of The Next Level. Scott, tell us where the book's available and give us your website, please.
Sure, Jim. The book is available at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and on most of the major bookstores. And my website is nextlevelexec.com.
All right. And can they read a little bit about the book there?
Yeah, sure. There's a lot of information about the book on the website.
And link over to where they can actually buy the thing, right?
Sure, there's a link to the Amazon page for the book.
All right, so check that out, folks. It's called The Next Level. Look for it in your local bookstores or order it online. One of the things that small business owners do is they get so excited, small business managers, I guess I should say, they get so excited about what they do, what they're doing, because it's new, it's exciting, it's creative, and it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And they burn out.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
Managers do that too, in big corporations too, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think there are probably, again, some common denominators about why the burnout occurs. And the one I'm thinking of is not letting go of the work. I mentioned Henry Lucas earlier, and he talks in the book about, in growing his business, his passion had to shift from doing the work to getting the work done through others. And that's a big transition that as your business
grows. That takes delegating, and we're not always that good at that, are we?
No, it's hard to do. Our ego gets in the way, right?
Exactly.
Because we think, well, nobody can do this as good as I can do it.
And in a small business, one of the, in addition to our ego, it's actually a reality, because in the early days, we're the only ones who were there to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it may be something we've done that's never been done before, because we created it. How could we possibly let somebody else do this right?
Right, it's our baby.
Exactly. So,
and nobody can raise it the way we can. But that's you're going to end up with a smaller child that way, right?
So you got to delegate, don't you?
You absolutely have to delegate if you're on the growth path.
Turn it loose.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go and get that ego out of the way.
Let me tell you something else that I've learned that I think helps. Mistakes will be made. You just have to accept that, right? Mistakes will be made.
Yeah, and that's how we learn, right? Mm-hmm. We learn from experience, and some of the experiences include mistakes.
And so when you allow your people to take over and they make those inevitable mistakes, you got to learn how to say, what did we learn? Instead of ranting and raving and fussing and firing, you got to say, what did we learn?
Sure, the Army calls it an after-action review.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
a lessons learned exercise, and I think that's a practice that we can adopt in business successfully.
What do we need to know about communication? That's a very important part of all this, isn't it?
Yeah, I really encourage people to pick up the idea of custom-fit communications and let go of one-size-fits-all communication.
Custom-fit communication, I like that.
Yeah, custom fit. Tailor it to the audience. What do I want? What do I need this audience to know? What do I want them to think or do? There are three questions I encourage people to think about in preparing a presentation. What, so what, and now what? What are we talking about?
Say that again.
Yeah, what, so what, and now what? And, you know, I could be talking about my business, and if I'm talking to a customer, my what, so what, now what, it's going to be quite different than it is to my banker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sometimes, you know, that old thing, when you're good with a hammer, everything looks like a nail. People get into a communications groove or rut, and they don't stop to think about, what am I really trying to accomplish with this person or with this group, and how do I need to adjust my communications to reach them?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's and in a small business where there are too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on, communication can be really rough. I mean, literally, it can be crude and rude and too fast but probably most of the time not enough communication.
Yeah, because you're running so fast, right? And it gets a little sloppy around the edges, and you don't cover the bases the way you should.
Well, and you also assume that the other people already know what you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point.
Or that they read your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the big problems, is we think they read. And how many times every day in a small business does the boss say, I didn't tell you that? I thought I told you that.
Right, because it's clear to you as the boss. It's all in your mind. And the challenge is to get it out of your head and into theirs. And
well, the other thing, Scott, is the meetings and the written communication. Bigger businesses have more meetings and they have more memos.
Right.
Small businesses, not so much.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that big businesses can learn from small businesses in that respect. You know, it's the meetings on the fly, the stand-up meetings, and making sure that, you know, that I think that keeps you focused.
But vice versa, we can learn some things for the big businesses. Small businesses typically need to have more meetings, believe it or not, than they do.
Really?
Yeah, they need to sit down. I mean, you'd be surprised how many small businesses will go a year and not have a sit-down meeting with their people.
Mm-hmm.
So there ought to be some. What we need to do is get those two together and even it out a little bit. What do you think?
Yeah, take the best of both.
Exactly. Hey, Scott, give us the website again, please.
Sure. It's nextlevelexec.com.
The book is called The Next Level, and it's wherever books are sold, right, Scott?
That's exactly right, Jim.
Will you come back again another day? I think you got more to teach us.
I would love to. Thank you for that invitation.
We've enjoyed having you here, and you're invited back already. Scott Eblin, ladies and gentlemen. That's E-B-L-I-N if you're Googling him. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Larry Robertson. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.